was, but we were gonna try to get televised, and I hadn't heard anything from Chad yet. Yeah.
That's not a big pipe either, so.
Well, if they did their work correctly when they sized that inlet out there, they should have accounted for that drainage off that street. So, I know you were worried about additional drainage into that, and I would assume they probably had that covered.
Sure.
It's not that big of a drainage area, anyway.
I do know in the heavy rains that that's, that one does not fill up. The one down here by the bank, it, when it takes, when we get a heavy, and I'm talking 3-4 inch rain, it'll flood there, but it never, I've stood out in the street and looked down in there when it's heavy downpour, and it's not even close to the capacity, you know what I mean? There's water obviously there, but not as bad as what it is down there.
You stand out there in the middle of a rainstorm and watch that thing?
Well, normally I'm down there cleaning the drains off so it does flow, yes.
You need a hobby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, again, it's $50,000 savings, and everything's always, if it works. But I think it'd be probably wise to have Mike check to make sure Chad's calculations and everything jives with the proper flow.
Yeah, I can call him if you'd like, talk through it, maybe send an email summarizing what his response was, his explanation. Like what slope he feels he's got, that kind of thing.
Right.
Okay. You're gonna take care of and make contact with him on that and
absolutely.
Send an email to us to let us know, and then that way we can decide whether we want to continue on with your your surveying out there, or if we just want to go that route or move forward in another direction.
Perfect. We'll do.
Okay. Next item is item number 15, status of Lanphier Drive reconstruction project.
I don't have to talk about it, but in general, I feel like we're done. We recommended approval. I thought the paperwork had been approved. They did complete the punch list. The only thing they didn't do was paint. We deleted the paint. We said, decided we didn't need it. So we did leave it where if we wanted to, we could go back and walk through before the 1 year is up to check everything again, make sure there's nothing new. So I'd be happy to walk it with Jim or anybody else that wants to get involved.
I'd like you to make contact with Jim and with
Chris
from Arrow Concrete. Yep. And all three of you walk it just to make sure that we don't have any bad areas or areas that need addressed before the warranty's up on it.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll do that.
Okay.
How are we as far as the yards? Are they getting grass?
Yeah, it looks to me like grass is growing. Some of them are a little, I mean, I think they didn't do as much watering as what we needed to, but I haven't really heard, so far I haven't really heard anybody say anything about their yard not growing.
And that's always one of the things we check, if do we need to overseed something?
Yeah, and then that's obviously one thing you'll do in the walkthrough too.
Yep.
Anybody else have anything else for Mr. Janicek?
How far along is Brandon Schatz thing?
So we have a meeting Wednesday night for planning and zoning, and then hopefully that will go well. They'll recommend approval, and then it goes to council approval. They can get started. And if they have the permit, in theory, with the approval of the city, they can start grading at their own risk. It's typically what's allowed. But I didn't drive by tonight to see if they already started or something. They're probably waiting until.
Well, yeah, it's just.
Probably until the
shed site on Loretta.
Loretta.
The construction of the new business on Loretta Street.
Oh, okay. All right. On West Loretta.
Yeah, right next to that property. I think that's
Mud River Sports or something like that.
Okay. I thought they weren't going to build.
Yeah, no, they're going to build.
Yeah,
they sound like they were excited to get started as soon as possible. Oh, yeah. The city would let them. They were going to get rolling, is what I heard.
Yeah. They said. Anybody else have anything for Mr. Janicek? Sir, you may depart.
Excellent.
go home for the night. Thank you, you too. Next item is building commissioner, item number 16, building commissioner report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the building commissioner's report? Seeing none. Next item is item number 17, hazardous building.
Made contact with her last week. Had made a couple attempts to get a hold of her. Finally last week, we got a hold of her. And asked her where she was at with the home, and she said she was, originally said she was trying to get somebody to co-sign a loan for her to repair the home. And then through our conversation, I said, well, where's the bank in the process of that? Where do we stand? And she basically said, well, I have nothing. So she, her attempt of get somebody to obviously failed. So she has nothing as of right now to try to get that. I know she talked to me early on just what she claims to have as her income. It would be very difficult to get any type of loan.
So then what happens now?
Problem is, if the city pays to have it tore down and we put a lien on it, are we going to get our money out of it?
Well, I think if this, probably, I'm just guessing, if the city went with that route and I went to her and said, all right, the council voted to have your house tore down by such and such date, unless you have an offer to purchase from somebody that they're going to buy the house from you.
Does she want him to sell?
No.
No, she don't want to sell. And there's people that want to buy it.
Yeah.
That have the means to do it, but she, she's in a bad place. I mean, it's sad, very sad, but what do you do?
Where's she living now?
With her mom on.
Right by the school.
Yeah.
Well, if she can't fix it, she'll never move back in.
No, and with my inspection, the reason why the house burned was there was no furnace. And now, with the cold weather we had, all the pipes were broken, there's water going everywhere. Plus now you have damage to the fire. Plus you got reason part of the fire was is all the knob and tube cut, you know, why fire started, because they had no furnace and they're using the electric heater. Your minimum, you know, you're talking over $100,000 right off the bat, and that's not even getting it. That's just mandatory stuff that got to be addressed.
So can we tell her that? How do we work?
Well, I believe if the council has the direction they want to go, we need to get our legal counsel involved in that. Mm-hmm. That's not something that I think the five of you at the table or myself want to be involved in. I mean, I'd love to see her fix the place up. I'd love to see her have her house back, but I don't know what avenue to pursue. I have not the foggiest idea. I do know that this is probably the first of two, because we're going to have one coming up real shortly here that we're going to have to make some decisions on.
If you remember when I was mayor, we had to tear that one down, and he was just stubborn about it. He had interest, people interested in buying as well, and he just put his foot down and never did it, so we had to take the legal route to tear that one down. Now we still have vacant lots in here. So like I said, it's a few things.
I say we get with a lawyer. We gotta do something, don't we?
Well, I think we need to get legal counsel involved and find out where we're at or what we need to do or what can be done.
She had no insurance?
No. I don't know.
So they did mow the lawn?
Yes, they're mowing the lawn, yes. That is correct.
And there's people that want to buy it?
There's, she said she,
it would sell.
People contact her by, but then I think part of the problem, she still thinks it's worth a lot of money though now too, so that might be a problem to come to reality.
It's worth the price of the lot, basically.
Yeah, that's what it's worth, because you got to take, you got some money to take it down.
Essentially cut it out, I mean, you were saying $100,000.
I mean, just electrical, roof, and plumbing, furnace, you're $100 right there. That doesn't even fix up the holes in the wall or some structure.
Do you know how, like, the bigger, or bigger cities kind of approach that when they condemn and then, what do they do?
Oh, then, did you ever talk to anybody?
I talked to Davenport and their process, getting the attorney involved and all that stuff. The problem is, they have like 60 houses on the list to, so it's very time consuming with that. I know, I haven't talked to Josh Fergo, but they tore one down like a year ago.
From a fire, yeah.
Yeah, so I need to get a hold of Josh tomorrow and see what Buffalo did.
Well, I think what we need to do is get the lawyer involved and see what the process is or where we need to head. Again, I would just soon not see him tear it down and that it be fixed up, obviously. But you know, we need to know as a city where we're at. Our hands are kind of tied on this. You know, and it's kind of like this house out in Prairie Woods that's falling in on itself. Sooner or later, we're going to have to make the decision on it that this is something that needs to be run through condemnation and it needs to come down because it is a dangerous structure. Right now, this is not a dangerous structure. It's just not an appealing structure. It's not falling down yet, but no, it could soon.
It's uninhabitable. You know,
yeah, it's uninhabitable. So.
And the reality, you know, we have to face reality. She doesn't have the means to do it unless she has some finance coming from a family member to do it. You know, second mortgage on somebody else's house, come up with money or whatever it may be, that's going to be her only option.
And most likely that option would be a gift, because there's no way she can pay it back.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'll call the attorney and get the attorney involved in it and see where we're at, and then we can move forward from there. Is that agreeable to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Next item is financial assistance grant. Item number 18, LMI application for reference, Deborah Peterson.
Deborah wants siding. The service door to her garage, that's trash. She should have it done the last one. I don't think she had enough money for the 10% or whatever. And then she also wants the front door, which it's, you know, the plastic window frames are warping and all that in the heat. You know, put the window in here. Siding. I mean, it's vinyl siding, it's...
It looks good from the street.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's... She's got a corner post that is totally destroyed. I don't know how somebody broke it up that bad, but... And then there's some pieces in the back that probably weren't nailed properly when you installed it.